Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand and episode number 10 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Update on Tatum in this podcast. Very short. We've been really focusing on Tatum the last couple of podcasts, getting you all the details that you've been asking for as far as the Wilms tumor diagnosis. And, I mean, just this is going back weeks to when she had the ultrasound and found a tumor and then going to the ER. And this, man, it goes all the way back there. So the last couple of podcasts, you can really get an update there. And then the latest update as of today, May 27th, we've got that for you, first 4 minutes or so of the podcast, but then we jump into some diets.
Because, you know, it's that time. You know, we're getting out of quarantine, people are going back to the gym.
What was that study we read where a lot of people just kind of kissed their...
It's like 64%.
Yeah, they kissed the pre-quarantine body goodbye.
No more beach body.
No, 2020... Already we're screwed being in 2020 with the coronavirus. Why put ourselves through more heck trying to get our beach body for 2020?
Exactly. Just out the window. But I am not that person. I am on that diet train. So we talk about, you know, what works for me.
The diet that got you bikini ready years ago, the one, the hardcore diet from ounces of this to ounces of that. And
eating every two and a half hours.
Yeah. And then there's one magic pill that worked for me that made me lose a lot of weight, but also made me think my heart was going to explode.
Might have been your demise.
So we talk all about that and more in today's After Show podcast, episode number 10. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Well, as we speak, as we're recording this podcast this morning, Tatum, my four-year-old, is she's getting her sixth chemo appointment, her sixth chemo treatment.
Has it already been 6 weeks?
What's up with your bangs today?
I don't know.
What makes them so different today?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've been looking at you like all morning. I'm like, what
my hair feels very like fine today. Like it's
not like your bang. Like, maybe it's the...
I don't know.
Your part in your hair.
I don't know.
It looks very it looks very much like
First of all, hold on. We've gone through this entire morning and you've had an issue with my hair and you're just now saying something?
I don't know. I felt being
compelled right now.
Yeah, it's not live on the radio. I can get away with it.
I don't know. I don't have a mirror. What's
like,
happening?
Like when I was in high school, I did this thing where I had my hair long and I parted it down the middle and went on either side of my head.
Boy Meets World, I remember.
Yeah, Sean from Boy Meets World. That okay. See, now that you pull it back, it looks normal.
Is it?
Did you cut like the front of your hair or
anything?
I didn't
cut anything. I haven't touched it.
The way that it came down was very like Sean from Boy Meets World all morning. It's weird.
Again, you're just now saying something.
Again,
like I could have done something.
That's right. You could have said something, you know, to retort that. and I could have just cut it out. See, I can't do that live on the radio.
I think what it is I'm having to wear glasses right now because I'm supposed to be getting LASIK next week.
Yeah.
And so, like, things don't fit normal, and I can't, like, I'm very out of place this week.
So you're not used to having the headphones on over your ears when you got the glasses on?
No, I'm not, and I really don't like it. It's taken a lot of me to be a good patient and keep my glasses on and not put my contacts in.
Well, thanks for being a good patient.
You're welcome.
And thanks for putting your hair back. It makes me feel normal.
Now I feel like you're judging me every time you look at me. Like, is there something in my teeth?
Anyway, Tatum, you know, we've talked a lot about her in prior podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, going all the way back to the beginning with the diagnosis of Wilms' tumor. She has her sixth chemo treatment today. Just updating everybody on everything. I get a lot of messages and stuff like that for updates. And sixth chemo treatment today. And things have been so great every single week. She gets her chemo. She comes home, great spirits, and back to chemo. I mean, it's been like this for, 4 or 5 weeks now. Her being great every single week.
Right.
It was week 2, I think, was when she needed the blood transfusion.
Yes.
But ever since, it's just been amazing. She's been like a, I don't want to say poster child, but she's been, like, when you got the tumor, you got the cancer, the chemo cocktail that they come up with, they put it in your body, they expect it to shrink. That's exactly what it's doing.
Right.
She's doing well, and so happy to see that. And yeah, she has week number 6 today. And I guess going forward, we'll find out today whether, you know, surgery is going to be in a couple of weeks or not, because they said 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
So we'll find out today what's going on there.
That's awesome.
That's what's happening. So if it is surgery, she will be she'll be doing surgery. She'll be in the hospital for a week. Then they start the radiation.
Okay.
If it hasn't shrank enough to where they can't get it out of there safely, because I mean that tumor's, I mean, about the size of a freaking football up inside of my 4-year-old.
Right.
Push it up against her organs and this and that. If they can't safely get out of it, get that out of her, they'll be doing another 6 to 8 weeks of chemo, which they have no concern about that. You know, they think it's just going to shrink it even more.
From start to finish, really. I know you don't want to use poster child as the phrase, but from start to finish, she really has been best case scenario.
Aside from the blood transfusion, which is scary. You
know,
the first dose of chemo. But other than that, it's been great. She's in a great spirit. She's back in the pool. She's being like a normal kid.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good. But her hair's starting to fall out.
That was going to be my next question.
Emily was shampooing her hair yesterday, and little clump came out.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, you can see, you can tell that it's thinning in some photos. You can see that it's starting to thin in the part.
You can totally see it, but she's doing good. And continued thoughts and prayers, and we appreciate it so much. This podcast, we didn't want to focus on that so much. I want to get more to diets, you know, because we've been talking on air about this cleanse that you've been doing, that you lose. How many pounds did you lose in 1 week?
I lost 8 pounds in 10 days.
8 pounds in 10 days.
Yes, and I feel fantastic.
How do you do it?
Well, for this specific thing, for this cleanse that I've been doing, it's a fiber, herbal supplement, and probiotic cleanse. So I do a probiotic supplement in the morning. 30 minutes later, I do a fiber drink. And then at night, I do the cleanse. And it really just kind of washes the body out and puts in good bacteria and takes out bad stuff. And overall, it just really cleans
you
out.
So you say washes the body out.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of pooping.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
is that all the weight you're losing is from poop?
Not so much that, but I also mirror it with a really heavy exercise regimen. I do high cardio when I cleanse, and that helps too. So it's water weight. It's, you know, cleaning out your bowels and all that good stuff. But 8 pounds, gone.
So now, how do you continue that? Because, I mean, a cleanse you don't do all the time. You just do it.
Right. Cleanse, you can only do it every 90 days-ish. Okay. You should only do it every 90 days. So I also follow it with very strict portion control and diet control. While I'm on at the 10-day cleanse, I don't eat any carbs. I didn't have any fast food, any sugar, no pasta, bread, anything like that. That is the hardest part, because I really enjoy pasta. I really enjoy carbs and pizza and ice cream.
So you didn't have any pizza and nothing?
I didn't. I even skipped out on Pizza Friday twice.
Well, have you adopted that in your household
I
now?
Did. I adopted it, thanks to you guys.
Yeah, every Friday. That's what my girls look forward to.
But usually, before Tatum got sick, we were at your house every Friday.
You were. Yeah, it's and they look forward to it. Friday we order pizza and we watch a movie together.
Yeah. And then when Tatum got sick, I just kind of continued it between Easton and I, and it was kind of like we were with you in spirit.
Yeah.
But we were separated.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, that's pretty hardcore because I've heard a lot of diets where you can eat what you want.
Yeah.
Right. It's just portion control.
And portion control is huge.
And you just take it a next step further and not.
Yeah.
Not eat anything that is unhealthy.
Yeah, because I find it really hard to portion control when it's things that I could binge eat. Mm-hmm. Like fettuccine Alfredo. I can eat an entire jar of Alfredo. I love it so much. But it's also, it's easier for me because I was, about 2 years ago, I was super into fitness. I mean, I lost 45 pounds. I was in shape. Best shape of my life.
Is that just from working out or do you have like a diet plan?
Oh, I had a diet plan. I'll get there. So the reason why I had a diet plan is because one of my really good friends, he's a bodybuilder in Washington State. We were working out together and I got on this really intense motivational kick that I wanted to do a bikini figure competition because I've always been the curvy girl, right? Uh-huh. I've always had a little bit more to love and I was fine with that. But I went through a period in time in my life where I was, you know, coming out of the abusive relationship and really trying to find myself and heal. And in that, I found myself in the gym for multiple hours a day and really just kind of
really, man.
Yeah, I mean, me being in the gym for an hour and a half was not like it wasn't even nobody thought twice about it. It was very common. Yeah. I would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning like you do now, but I would go to the gym. I would do 45 minutes of cardio and then I would do 45 minutes of like weightlifting.
Okay.
And it was amazing. But with that, I also adopted a bikini figure competition diet, which is extremely strict, especially when you're 12 weeks out from a competition, which is how I ate all the time.
Did you do the competition?
No.
Or you just follow the diet?
I followed the diet. So my goal was to do the competition.
Okay.
Like, I have the bikini I wanted to buy on my phone still. I look at it all the time because that's like really my motivation even now. But I got, you know, I was with my ex Jordan and we got really comfortable and
just ate lots. But you have lizards at like 8 o'clock at night all the time.
Yes, we were. Yeah. Like that wasn't abnormal for us, but we were comfortable. You know, we were living together and really enjoying life and we just kind of let go of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the process of learning it back. But when I was doing this diet plan, for example, this is what my day kind of looked like.
Okay.
So for breakfast, I would have 4 egg whites, 1/3 cup of oatmeal and 10 almonds. That was my breakfast. 240 calories, 20 grams of protein.
How do you work out with only that many calories in your body?
Just wait.
Okay.
Because then I had a mid-morning snack, and my mid-morning snack consisted of a four-ounce skinless chicken breast, 3 ounces of sweet potato, and 1/2 ounce of walnuts.
Okay.
So I'm eating every 2.5 hours, roughly at this point. Then my lunch consisted of, again, a 4 ounce piece of chicken breast, 1/2 cup of brown rice, and 1 cup of broccoli, another 230 calories. So basically with every snack / meal that you eat, it's about 230 calories, but you're eating it more frequently.
Right.
So it's spacing it out.
Are you at like 1,000 calories a day?
It was just over.
But
because then you have a midday snack, which is another 270 calories, and then you have your dinner, and which is roughly 350 calories.
So when do you work out during the day? Like when you're on this diet, when do you work out during the day?
I would work out at about 2 o'clock in the morning. So with this, I was living like when I was really in this, I was living with my parents. So I would take the baby monitor into my mom's room and I just give her a little shake, say, "Hey, I'm headed to the gym," so she would know that I'm not in the room with Easton.
Right, But you don't eat anything before going to the gym?
No, I don't. Because I like fasting cardio. Fasting cardio to me, and I would have a pre-workout. So like while I was driving to the gym, I would have a pre-workout.
Yeah, but I feel like that would irritate your stomach with no food in there. No?
No.
Like you're talking like C4?
No, it was a different, I mean, yes, like C4, but it was different.
Man.
And it was more for females.
I just can't, I've tried that. I gotta have something in my stomach, man. How do you have like to go an hour and a half without having any food in your body, no fuel? How does it work?
I'm just used to it, I guess. Like, I'm not saying I didn't get nauseous. There are days where I definitely get nauseous. I do, as even now. Mm. But it's, I knew I needed the fasting cardio because Nate, my friend, who's the bodybuilder and owns a gym in Washington, we would meet up at the gym and he would be like, no, we need to do fasting cardio today. Like, this is your plan. You're going to do fasting cardio. Do not.
So because
eat.
If you don't lose weight fast enough, you got to do that. I feel like, okay, hear me out on this one.
Okay.
A Clif Bar is 250 calories.
Yes.
Just eating one of those, like, fills my stomach and gives me energy to push that much harder.
Right.
Wouldn't you be pushing, being that you're pushing that much harder, wouldn't you burn that calorie anyway?
Yes and no. I mean, for me, because I can't speak for everybody, and I'm not a personal trainer. I mean, I know what works for me. And for me, in early in the morning, fasting cardio is one of the best things that I do for my body, which is weird. I mean, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's what's for Cheyenne. So now I'm getting back into this habit. I've cut my portion control in half. Like, I'm not eating near as much as I was. I'm not as hungry as often. And I'm hitting the gym. I'm starting on Beachbody. Like, there's so many things that I'm doing right now.
You gotta be one of those influencers on Instagram.
I am.
Posting daily on
I am.
Story.
I've connected.
Join my team.
I've connected and hooked up with Beachbody, so
nice.
We're in a partnership. And so there's a lot of things that are changing in my life, and I'm really moving back towards this powerlifting, body competition
type.
Well,
the Beachbody thing's got to hold you accountable, if anything, right?
It does.
You got to have a team below you.
Yeah.
And if you're not losing weight, you're like, my blizzard. Well, you guys better all be working out.
Now it's Cold Stone. Now Cold Stone is the issue because it's also on Uber Eats.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, when it comes to diets and needing to lose weight, it's finding out what works for you and what doesn't. Like, for you, you have to eat before you go to the gym.
Oh man, I feel like I wouldn't be burning as much if I didn't. You know, I have the energy to push that extra weight, you know, and whatever else. Because if I had an empty stomach, my attitude would suck. A.
So true.
B, I wouldn't be able to run as far, lift as much, you know, that kind of thing.
I couldn't imagine you at 2:30 in the morning with no food in your stomach. Well, what diet works for you? What do you do?
Have you ever done diet pills?
Yeah, like Hydroxycut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I follow it with a clonazepam because it makes my anxiety go through the roof.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But did it work? Hydroxycut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's worth it. Like...
Why? Oh, because you have to balance it out.
Oh, I do. Yeah. It's like having a Bang. I mean, you've seen me on a Bang, and then I turn around and take an anxiety
Bang energy
pill.
Drink.
Yeah. It just, I can't.
It's just a crap ton of caffeine, right?
And so that's your diet?
No.
I was asking
if you've ever tried it, because I feel like I've tried every diet pill out there.
Uh-huh.
I've tried the Hydroxycut. I just can't, I can't hold to a strict diet. Like you can.
Uh-huh.
So I always end up like eating like crap. Like I double the intake of the healthy food because I'm on the diet pill.
Right.
I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on the diet pill. This is going to cover for it. You know? That's kind of my mentality when I'm on a diet pill. But I've done the Hydroxycut. I've done the Lipizine. The one thing that worked for me. Oh, I've tried the green coffee bean extract.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The raspberry ketones.
Okay.
They sell all that at Costco. You can buy
it. they sell it at Costco. You've tried it.
The one that it only works for me is that it's a yellow pill, and I'm trying to remember the name of the weed that's been outlawed in some of the. It's like a natural weed, natural herb.
What does it start with?
It's the name of the pill is Lipizine. Hang on. It's that that where it makes your heart rate just
like Fentermine? No, that's
no. So,
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, it's been it was like banned for a little bit.
Interesting.
I'm gonna find it.
Find it. I'm curious to know what it is.
I thought I told you about this once.
I know about lion's mane.
No, not lion's mane. No,
which is one of your pre-workouts.
That was that pre-workout. I never took. When I saw lion's mane on there, I'm not.
Yeah, what is this?
Be walking around bent over for a while. I have no idea what lion's mane is.
Just be walking around growling at people all day.
Well, I thought of more of an aphrodisiac. I was walking around. I don't know. I mean, how do you know? I mean, oysters say are an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Lion's mane. I mean,
you never know.
Yeah, you know, turn me into a lion. Look out, ladies. I'm going to find the name of this thing because it's the only thing that's worked for me. And hang on, I'll find it.
The other thing about, while you're looking at that, like the other thing about having such a strict diet is really meal prepping. Meal prepping is so important when you're on such a strict diet because then it's ready to eat. It's ready to go.
Everybody says it starts in the kitchen. A flat tummy, losing weight starts in the kitchen.
It absolutely does. And knowing your weaknesses, like really looking at what you eat and what you crave in at that time, that moment in the day where you're the weakest, you know, like getting ready for bed, and which is why I had blizzards at 8 o'clock at night. Like that's when I get a sweet tooth, you know?
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, because you wake up first thing in the morning.
Ephedra. Ephedra, ephedrine. It's this lipodrine is the diet pill. That's the only thing that has worked for me, and I didn't have to follow a diet plan because when I took it, it speeds your heart up.
Uh-huh.
And ever since I started with the kids, I mean there'd be scary times where I'm working out and I'm starting to get dizzy, you know, and then this guy had to step off, and then you start feeling like a pain in your chest, and it
sounds dangerous.
No, it did. But you know, it was one of those things, man. I was trying to lose the weight.
Right,
it's the only thing that worked for me. And there'd be times where, because of the amount of caffeine and what's in there with the ephedra and stuff like that you just lay awake at night and not be able to sleep. There was times where I had to call in sick the next morning because I just couldn't sleep at all.
Oh.
I could not shut my mind down.
Yeah.
And granted, it worked.
Well, what's worked? How much weight did you lose?
I lost so much weight. Whenever you see my skinny photos that are on social media from years ago, it was because of that.
Oh.
It was because of this magic pill right here. Right? But the side effects and the danger with it. I mean, there's a reason why it's been outlawed.
Right.
I think they've loosened it because I've seen them at Emerald City Smoothie up in Washington State. I just wanted to make sure my girls had a dad when they grew up. I didn't want my heart to explode.
Yeah.
You know, because I was trying to lose a few pounds.
Yeah, no. It was not worth it. Is
no.
What you're saying.
No, it's called Lipodrin, the world's most advanced weight loss aid ever developed.
It looks so cute, though.
No, it does.
It looks like you want to take it.
But it's like old school label, you know? And it's been that label for years and years and years, even way back. It had to have been 10 years ago when I started. And they say only take so much, can't take it all the time.
Right.
You know,
it looks like one of those bottles you would see on one of those class action lawsuit commercials. You know,
yeah, yeah.
If you've taken this, you may be qualified.
You may be a client for a settlement. Yeah,
for huge dollars. Yeah. If your heart ever exploded.
Yeah. Hopefully, your family enjoys that settlement because you sure as heck aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, it works for people. If you take it per the instructions, don't take more than, you know, I think a lot of my mind and the worry played into what I thought was happening to my body, you know?
That's that's exactly what would happen to me. It's why I don't take it. So, my brain would make it so much worse.
That's the only thing that's worked for me as far as weight loss pills. Ahead of that, I think when I got out of high school, my senior photo, I'm fat. And 2 years later, I'm super skinny. It's because all I ate was cornflakes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That was it.
Feel like we've talked about this before. Your cornflake diet.
The cornflake diet. It's not crazy amounts of sugar in there.
Right.
It's not like the kid's cereal, but no, it's a cornflake diet. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I would get so tired of that.
Oh, but I was hardcore. Like with that. I mean, once I have my mindset on something, I do it.
My hardcore cornflake diet.
Yeah. No, you're...
It's funny.
No, it worked.
Yeah.
And you know, now that I think about it, I'm like, maybe I should try that again. But then I'm like, oh, then I can't eat M&Ms. And that goes against what that diet's all about.
It goes against everything I believe in.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, everything was cornflakes.
I feel like I could do that pretty close with Special K cereal with the strawberries in it. I love Special K.
But I think if you're really trying to commit to something and you love the taste of something, like especially like if it's corn flakes,
right?
Or you know maybe if it's for maybe a Clif Bar 4 or 5 times a day, I don't know, whatever is healthy as far as the caloric intake,
yeah.
As far as you know, if it'll give you energy and stuff like that, if it's advertised as good for you, I'm sure you'll be fine. Doing a diet on that, right?
Yeah. Again, it's finding what works for your body and what you're motivated enough to do, for sure.
All right. Now that you know my secrets as far as the magic pill, guess this podcast is done.
Yeah, and we out.
I don't think I've ever told anybody about the ephedra pill before.
I think I mean, other than me, I feel like I've heard this story before
about the ephedra. Yeah, the heart exploding.
Yep.
All right.
Because I feel like it also led into the cornflake diet story. It's all kind of wrapped into one. You can't have the ephedra story without the cornflake diet story.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.